Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive?
Always. What are we looking at today?
Well, we're going to tackle something a little different. Orlando Dental Center.
Interesting. What made you pick them?
Honestly, their marketing materials caught my eye. They're really selling a vibe.
Ah, so we're going beyond just what services do they offer then?
Exactly. We're going to figure out what makes this place tick. Like, if I needed a dentist, what would I be walking into?
Love that approach. You know, I'm already seeing something interesting just from their website, this focus on patient-centric care.
Yeah, they talk about that a lot, making sure patients are comfortable, feel heard.
It's smart, especially for dentistry. Lots of people get anxious about going to the dentist.
For sure. They even had this one testimonial. A guy named Andy said his hygienist, Iris, made him feel like an old friend.
See, now that's not just about clean teeth. That's about building trust, which is huge EE in healthcare.
No doubt. But friendly vibes aside, can they actually handle a root canal? They do mention 43 years of combined experience for their dentists.
And Dr. Maroof's bio is impressive. Degrees from Temple and Nova Southeastern, plus all those fancy memberships, American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, that kind of thing.
So he's got the education part down pat.
Oh, and it doesn't stop there. The whole team, they've got 10 master certifications between them.
10, wow.
And they're big on ongoing education, which is a good sign. Means they're staying up to date.
So for someone like me who hasn't cracked a dental textbook in years.
It means you're getting the most current treatment possible. They're not just resting on what they learned way back when.
All right, so they're friendly, they're experts. What about the actual stuff they do, the service menu, so to speak?
It's pretty comprehensive. You've got your basic checkups, cleanings, but then they go into implants, cosmetic work. Seems like they can handle a lot.
And I noticed they emphasize the holistic angle, like mercury-free fillings, metal-free crowns.
That's catching on big time. People are more aware of what's going into their bodies, even in dentistry.
Makes sense. Oh, and another thing, they're big on their emergency walk-in policy.
That speaks volumes. It's not just about skill. It's about being there when you need them.
Now, they've got all these testimonials, people raving about how they feel at home in the office. But is it really all sunshine and smiles?
Well, no place is perfect, right?
Yeah.
But the consistent theme is that positive feeling. And that matters when you're picking a dentist.
It does. Okay, next up, we're going to get into what they mean by culture of quality. Because they use that phrase a lot.
Sounds intriguing. Is it just fancy equipment or is there more to it?
Let's find out. Back again, deep diving into the Orlando Dental Center.
All right, so last time we were talking about all those glowing testimonials, that dental family vibe.
Right. But we got to look beyond the marketing.
Absolutely. Got to figure out what it's really like to be a patient there.
So how do we do that?
Well, online reviews are a start, but even those can be iffy. I'm more interested in those subtle things you pick up when you're actually there.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so picture this. You walk into the waiting room.
All right, I'm there.
First off, is it clean? Organized?
Makes sense.
Then watch the staff. How do they treat each other? Even when things are busy, stressful.
Ah, so you're saying if they're snippy with each other, that's a red flag.
Exactly. Happy employees usually mean happy patients.
Okay, so the vibe checks out. I'm in the exam room now. What's next?
Pay attention to how they explain things. Do they break it down so you understand? Do they make sure you're comfortable throughout the appointment?
Makes you think back to their emphasis on patient education.
But actions speak louder than words, right?
For sure.
Here's another thing. Watch how they handle problems.
Because let's be real, every place has hiccups now and then.
Right. So say there's a delay, a mix-up. How do they react? Are they apologetic?
Do they keep you in the loop?
Exactly. That's where you see if they really walk the walk.
So we've got observing staff, the overall atmosphere, how they handle problems.
Yeah.
What else should we be looking at to get past the marketing facade?
Well, think about how they're positioning themselves. This whole human approach to dentistry, the focus on the whole patient experience.
Yeah, not just fixing teeth, but that dental family feeling.
But is it genuine?
Big question.
Marketing isn't bad in itself. It's about whether the message matches reality.
So they're saying compassionate, patient-centric.
You better feel that when you walk in the door.
Right.
And honestly, this focus on the whole experience could be a really smart move for them.
Why is that?
Think about all those people who avoid the dentist because they're scared.
Yeah, it's a pretty common fear.
This kind of approach could be really appealing to those folks.
I can see that. If you feel like more than just a set of teeth, it makes the whole thing less scary.
Exactly. And this shift towards more personalized, holistic healthcare, it's happening everywhere, not just dentistry.
So less about cold clinical stuff.
More about the individual. you.
Makes sense.
Now, look, I'm not saying Orlando Dental Center is perfect, but they are trying to do something different, and that's worth paying attention to.
It is. And they tie this patient experience into their whole concept of quality. Even their fancy tech is part of it.
Right. They're arguing that quality isn't just about the procedure, it's the whole shebang.
From walking in to walking out.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about the soft skills, the atmosphere, but what about their actual services?
They do mention a lot, from basic cleanings to implants, cosmetic work.
It'd be worth digging into their specialties. Like, are they known for a particular type of implant or a specific cosmetic procedure?
And while they mention staying up to date with technology,
it'd be good to know what technology. Digital x-rays, lasers.
Those details matter.
For sure. So we've looked beyond the marketing, checked the vibe, considered how they fit into the bigger picture.
But before we wrap up this part,
yeah,
here's a curveball for you. Let's say you love everything about Orlando Dental Center,
yeah,
but they don't take your insurance.
Uh-oh.
So is the perfect vibe worth the extra cost?
Ooh, tough one. That's what we'll tackle next time.
All right, final part of our Orlando Dental Center deep dive. Last time, we left you with a tough question.
Yeah, that insurance dilemma.
Right. What happens when the perfect vibe doesn't match your budget?
It's a balancing act for sure. You want the best care, but you got to be realistic too.
So let's say Orlando Dental Center is the one. Great expertise, amazing atmosphere,
yeah,
but out of network. What do you do?
Tough call. Some people, they're willing to pay extra for that peace of mind, that feeling of being truly cared for.
I get that. Like choosing a fancy restaurant, even though it's pricier, because the food and the experience are just that good.
Exactly. It's about priorities. If that warm, welcoming environment helps you relax, maybe even makes you more likely to go to the dentist.
It could be worth it in the long run.
But yeah, if you're on a tight budget, those extra fees can be a deal breaker, no matter how nice everyone is.
For sure. So key takeaway, got to do your homework.
Absolutely. Ask about fees up front, payment options, see if they have any in-house financing plans.
It's a good reminder that picking a dentist isn't just about the technical stuff.
It's the whole package. Cost, convenience.
Right. Like, is the office even easy to get to? Do their hours work for you?
Little things like that can make a big difference. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a revolutionary dental experience.
But practicality matters.
It does. Don't be afraid to call the office. Ask some questions before you even book an appointment.
See how they handle you on the phone? Are they helpful? Do they answer your insurance questions without making you feel like a burden?
Those first impressions can tell you a lot. You know, this whole deep dive has got me thinking about the bigger picture.
Oh, wow.
This shift we're seeing, patients being more involved in their own healthcare.
Interesting. In what way?
Well, before, it was more like, the doctor decides, you just follow along.
A bit more one-sided.
Right. But now, patients are more informed, they want to understand their options, be part of the decision-making.
And places like Orlando Dental Center seem to get that.
With their focus on patient education, yeah. It's a partnership, not a dictatorship. So, what's the big lesson here?
What should our listeners walk away with?
Picking a dentist, any healthcare provider, it's personal. No right or wrong answer. It's about finding who you trust, who gets you.
Someone who makes you feel comfortable, confident in their care.
And for some, that might mean the top specialist, no matter the cost. For others, it's that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Finding the right balance.
Exactly. Do your research, ask questions, don't settle.
Great advice. Well, we've reached the end of our Orlando Dental Center deep dive. Started with some marketing materials.
And ended up talking about the whole future of healthcare.
It's been quite a journey. Hopefully our listeners feel a bit more equipped to navigate the dental world.
For sure. But remember, this is just the beginning of your exploration.
Stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to advocate for yourself.
Until next time.